Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to, well, I hope you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, because it's just going to be you and me. I've got some things I want to say about what's coming at us in 2010. As you know, every year about this time, I publish my predictions for the coming year. And I recently, just last week, reviewed the 2009 predictions I made a year ago, and identified what I said, identified what really happened, and tallied up my score. And in 2009, I had a pretty good year. I was 13 for 16. And so so I had a pretty good year in 2009. 2008 wasn't so good. I missed that year pretty bad, which I was in pretty good company that year. 2010 is going to be an interesting year. I don't think it's going to be the Chinese curse as we had in 2008 and 2009. I don't think it's going to be as much like that. I think it's going to be better than 2009, but I do think we're going to continue to have challenges. And let me give you an example. I'll get right into the first prediction. My first prediction is that the fragile economic recovery will continue at a marathon pace, with steady annual gross domestic product growth, GDP growth, of between 2% and 3%. Now, some people are predicting over 3% in 2010. I just don't think we're going to sustain that all four quarters. I think it's going to wind up less than that. And so we'll be between 2 and 3. I hope that that's what happens. I think that that's what's going to happen. There are some things that could create problems for that. But I'll tell you something else, folks. I think if we could have 2.5% growth quarter over quarter for on average for 2010, I really think that would be pretty good. It wouldn't be blowing anything out. Nobody, you know, it's not going to be. We don't need an overheated economy right now, to be honest with you. We've got a lot of problems. We've got a lot of challenges. There are a lot of mistakes that we've made in the last few years that have got to be absorbed back into the economy. That's just the way it is. And so we do not need an overheated economy. And I'll talk about some of the things that are going to that gave rise to my 2% to 3% GDP prediction for 2010. We'll talk about that as we go through my other predictions. Next predictions. Surviving small businesses will have fewer competitors due to the recession casualties and fewer startups. Now, you've heard me talk about this over the last, the last year. You've heard me say that I believe, I mean, look around, you can see competitors that aren't in business anymore. And I did a segment for those folks last week. And I talked about how they could redeem themselves, how they could start over again. But the problem is, for them and for startups, brand new startups, which they actually would be if they went out of business, to get back into business, they'd be startups again. The problem is access to credit. And I'll talk about that again in a few minutes too. But I do believe, folks, and I mean this very much, if you are a survivor, if you're still in business in 2010, you've got an advantage in a way that's unique, in my opinion, unique in the all the recoveries that I've been involved in since 1969. I really believe that there's going to be opportunity for you that you should start taking advantage of. And if you remember last year, I started telling you that where we're going, which is where we are now, we're in this new era. The new era that we're in is going to create opportunities and challenges that you haven't seen before. They're going to look differently. They're going to look different from what you've had in the past. And so So I do believe one of those opportunities is going to be, you're going to have more opportunity from the fact that we've got fewer competitors and fewer startups. And so that's the second prediction. Here's my third prediction. Big business layoffs in 2008 and 9 will produce small business operating small business opportunities in two ways. Less competition for customers. That means that even the big companies have scaled back their staff and their operations to the point that they're not really capable, or maybe they've forsaken certain sectors of the marketplace. I've seen that happen. So you're going to have less competitive pressure from the big guys for customers, but you're also going to have outsourced business opportunities from the big guy. In other words, letting you do some of their work, getting contracts from the big guys to serve them in the marketplace. Two different opportunities in 2010. Quick break. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Heart bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm going over my 2010 predictions. By the way, if you want to see them published, if you'd like to get a copy, an electronic copy of these, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you'll get them this week. If you aren't where my newspaper is published, or if you haven't already taken my newsletter, you can subscribe to that at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you'll get those predictions. And you can print them out and stick them up on the wall, and then a year from now, you can kind of. Some people do this. They throw rocks at me and say, "Hey, Blasingame, you missed that one." So you can check that out, and if you want, and just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com. So I'm back to my predictions, and I mentioned a minute ago about the big business layoffs in 08 and 09 would produce opportunity for you. Please pay attention to that, folks, because look around you, and now this is not going to be for everybody, but if you've got any competitive pressure from big companies, if you have an industry where you're in an industry where your small business also competes with big companies, not in every case, but in some cases, you may find opportunity because they may have either left the market or they may have gotten weaker because they've laid off so many people. But also don't be surprised if you don't hear or if you don't find outsourcing opportunities. In other words, they give you a contract. The big company gives you more contract opportunities to help them serve the marketplace, because they don't have as many people as they used to have. They just don't. They haven't hired the people back that they laid off. So they've still got to do the work. So that's going to come. That's going to fall in the form of outsourced contracts to small businesses. So this is something I see happening in 2010. Next prediction: reversing the 2009 trend, growing small business loan demand will signal Main Street recovery. Now here's what I mean by that. In 2009, the problem wasn't that small businesses couldn't get loans, because they could. You've heard me say this many times. Independent community banks, not from big banks, independent community banks are loaning money. We're loaning money. Still are loaning money to small business owners. But the bankers are telling me that small business owners are not asking for loans. And when I ask small business owners, are you looking for more credit from a bank? Most of them are telling me no, they're not. But that can only last so long. At some point in time, the prediction I just made about less competition from the big guys, I think that's going to create some opportunities. It's going to create the need to grow your business. And when you grow your business, you're going to need to get capital. And the number one source for capital for small businesses is a bank loan. So I think that's going to turn things around. And I think that will be a sign that the Main Street recovery will be happening. It's going to happen a little bitty steps at a time, one little step at a time. Here's the next prediction. Improving balance sheets and TARP repayments won't cause large banks to increase small business lending. Big businesses have forsaken small businesses for about 2 years now. I don't think that's going to get better this year. They're just a lot of reasons why not. And that brings me to my next prediction, and that's that community banks will continue to increase as the option of choice for small business growth capital. If you're a small business and you need a banking relationship, you want to have a solid banking relationship, find an independent community bank. They're the organizations that are designed to help you, and they've stayed with you throughout this recession, and they'll continue to stay with you. Find a good one. If you got one that you don't like, find another one. They're out there. Here's the next prediction. The multifaceted challenges of the real estate triumvirate of housing, mortgages, and commercial real estate will continue to produce significant economic headwinds. Folks, we've got a lot of problems out there in real estate. There are going to be a lot more foreclosures this year. The mortgages are not easy to get like they used to be, there should be some prudence and some best practices for getting a mortgage. And we still have to deal with the commercial real estate scenario. There are a lot of defaults that are probably going to happen this year. Some say in the hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars. So those issues are those are other things that are going to have to be reabsorbed into the marketplace. That's going to create some pushback on economic growth. And so just be ready for that. Every one of these things that you think sound a little bit negative, just remember that there's an opportunity on the other side of some of these for some people. And they might not be, it might not be you, but it might be your customers. So think about that. Next prediction, the second jobless recovery in a decade. We had one in 2002 and 2003. The second jobless recovery in a decade will result in unemployment above 9% at year end. I just don't see unemployment taking a big move down in the next year. It's going to be another jobless recovery. That's just, you can see it coming. Productivity is up at the same time that unemployment is up. If productivity is up, that means businesses are getting a lot done with the people and the infrastructure they have. Why would they change that? It's going to take a while before we work through all that. So I'll tell you, I predicted it's going to be above 9%. That doesn't mean it won't be above 10. I think it'll be below 10, but may not be much below 10. Here's the next prediction. Diminished consumer credit combined with a new aversion to debt will stunt economic growth. The consumer is 70% of the economy, folks, in America. 70%. When the consumer is saving more, borrowing less, and can't get credit like they have had in the past, that's not going to make them go out and buy, which is not going to create a lot of economic opportunity in 2010. Tintel, stay with us. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. And I'm talking about my predictions, my 2010 predictions. Here's my next one. U.S. stock markets ended 2009 flush. Actually, from the lows of earlier in the year, the Dow was up 55%. And the NASDAQ, something like that. It was ridiculous. But all those earnings are based on expense cuts that they took in 08 and 09, not economic growth, not revenue growth. They were based on cutting expenses. Those stock prices were based on earnings that were based on expense cut, not revenue growth. This scenario will not repeat in 2010. I'll just leave it at that. You can take that for whatever it is. There are a lot of different things could happen inside of that. I'm not smart enough to know what those are going to be. But we will not have a 55% growth anywhere close to that. And it might go the other way in 2010. Here's the next prediction. So-called health care reform legislation will be signed into law along strict party lines. I do believe they will pass and the president will sign a health care bill this year. Next prediction. Election year realities will cause Democrats to forsake rank-and-file Democrats, to forsake their leadership goals for pro-union and cap-and-trade legislation. All these things that are anti-growth legislations that they're working on, the rank-and-file Democrats will forsake those because they know if the more they vote for this, these things, the less likely they are to get elected because these are unpopular proposals, like the health care bill. And I think that they're taking they're very dangerously voting for the health care bill, which brings me to my next predictions. My next prediction, Republicans will increase seats in both houses without gaining control of either, but they will win a filibuster minority in the Senate. That means they'll have more than 40 senators. They'll pick up enough. Right now they've got 40 senators, and the Democrats have 60. And so after the November elections, they'll probably pick up 5 or 6 seats, the Republicans. And they'll pick up some in the House, but they will gain control of neither, but they will be able to control legislation by having a filibuster in the Senate. Next prediction. The federal government will intervene to keep California out of bankruptcy. New York will follow. Those two states have a lot of problems that are going to come to a head this year, and I believe the federal government will get involved in those cases. Next prediction. Under pressure from within and without, a desperate Iranian government will take steps that disrupt geopolitics and global markets. Folks, that is one wacky, one crazy, one demented administration in Iran right now. And regardless of where the pressure comes from, they will do things that are bad for themselves rather than just roll over and get out. And they'll create problems, and I fear that will happen this year. I hope it doesn't. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong about a lot of these predictions this year, folks. Next predictions. Recognizing the power of community building technologies and practices, small businesses will increasingly leverage these tools to find new competitive advantage. What I mean by that is you, small business owners, will use more community building, social media type tools this year than ever before. And the more you do that, the more you will discover that they're custom made for you, that they're tools that you can use to your advantage in a way that big businesses can't. You're going to be better at social media than big businesses will. And it's the first time that we've actually had a tool that was a killer app almost, basically, these social media capabilities that actually were to our advantage. But here's my next prediction. This is something you got to pay attention to. With increased product information and user experiences available online, we are now in the age of the consumer. And that means that more customers will choose businesses. They'll decide to do business with a company that offers online platforms that promote dialogue and deliver targeted information. That means that if you want to do more business with customers, communicate with them more with a dialogue, with an online dialogue, and less with a monologue. Less you speaking to them and more of them speaking back and forth to you. Now, that doesn't mean that you forsake all your traditional structures. It just means that you add the online dialogue capability. Folks, this is the future, the age of the customer. The customer is now in control. And here's my last thought, folks. Continue to expect a deliberate marathon-like recovery. It's not going to be a sprint. Happy days are not here again yet. We've got a lot of issues to absorb back into the marketplace. It's going to be more of a marathon, but it's going to be a better year, 2010.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.